This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mudiwa Gavaza, and for today, we do get into a great discussion. Usually on a Friday, we get into the hard economics of the week. We certainly do for today, but because it's Black Friday, in the economy, there's probably, nothing bigger for consumers than taking advantage of some of those deals that a number of retailers are going to be having on offer for today. But what we are focusing on is the trend, towards buy now, pay later, and what that means for the realm of e-commerce, because it's really been a big driver, and there has been a huge trend towards it. I think earlier this year we saw even the likes of Apple saying that they're going to be introducing buy now, pay later into their payments platform, that is Apple Pay. So because of that, we decided to, get one of the local experts in this particular field. That is Paul Berman, who is the founder and CEO of Payflex. They are a buy now, pay later platform. And we're going to be, just getting into a little bit around, what they're seeing, because they actually are expecting that online spend is likely to triple, over what we saw last year, just based on some of the research that they have done. Now, before we get into all of the Black Friday madness, we do need to touch on the other major economic news event of the week, and that is the interest rate hike. Business Day this morning reported that Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Kanyago on Thursday prepared businesses and consumers for higher borrowing costs, as he argued that monetary policy remains accommodative, quote-unquote, and said he will deploy instruments to tame the monster of inflation. This paves the way for more hikes in 2023. The 75% basis point hike, which moved the repo rate from 6.25% to 7%, was in line with market expectations. Defending the move, Kanyago told journalists that the repo rate still supports credit growth, while at the same time dealing with the inflation that is ravaging incomes in South Africa. He is quoted as saying that this is where we are. The inflation figure for October came out at 7.6%, and the policy rate will be adjusted with effect on Friday to 7%. So if you look at today's inflation, the policy rate is still negative in real terms. That says the repurchase rate is accommodative. He said the headline inflation number was a surprise even to the bank, which had expected prices to have risen by 7.3%. The repo rate hike comes despite the bank reducing its GDP growth forecast for 2022 from 1.9% in September to 1.8%. So that's what happened on Thursday. The Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee continuing its hiking cycle for interest rates, taking the repo rate up 75 basis points to 7%. Just some quick market reaction. We have Jeff Schultz, who is a senior economist over at BNP Paribas, who actually wrote in a note to say that the most dovish part of the MPC statement came from the communication that the five-person committee was split 3-2 on the decision, a majority favoring the delivered 75 basis point versus those in favor of a downshift to 50 basis points. He actually then, comes in to say, this is Jeff Schultz, we would caution not to read too much into the close call nature of this week's decision. The statement, and particularly the Q&A presser, was unequivocally hawkish in our view. The South African Reserve Bank sees the balance of risks to inflation to be the upside and growth to the downside. The CPI or Consumer Price Index estimates for 2022 and 2023 were revised up 0.3 percentage points to 6.5% and up 0.1% to 5.4% respectively, while its GDP growth estimates were revised, as we mentioned earlier on. Jeff also mentions the fact that inflation risks running hot for longer, because interestingly, he says the Reserve Bank governor made the point that we have recently argued, namely that South Africa's very low potential growth means it won't take too much growth to close the output gap next year, and this would place further upside risk to the inflation outlook. So just some reaction coming through from the economic community. We'll continue to obviously watch this. The big news being the fact that there has been that hike, and we're likely to see more hikes going forward. But what does it mean for consumers? What does it mean for the way that businesses are going to be conducting themselves? So as we get into this conversation around, you know, Black Friday, these are all things that are probably swirling in people's brains and minds going forward. So to get into it, Paul, greetings to you today.
Morning, Madiwe. Thanks for inviting me to the show.
I think a good place for us to start, we often get a sense of the company that, you know, that you're coming from. It's not your first time on this platform. So maybe you could just give us that quick elevator, just giving us some updates just around how big the business is looking like right now. Usually, we try to understand how many customers are using the platform and all of that. How are things at the moment?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Madiwe. Yeah, so Payface continues to grow strongly. Just for your readers that or listeners that are not aware of the product, what we offer customers is a payment option that allows them to spread their purchases over 6 weeks if they use Payface as a payment option. Payface continues to grow very strongly. We've got over 2,200 merchants who offer Payflex as a payment option, and about 450,000 customers have used the platform. And we probably this year will do about 2.5 times the payment volume that we did last year.
That is actually what you call this. That is actually a huge That's actually a huge number. You know, because I'm sure that there are businesses out there that would love to be, you know, operating at 2.5 times, you know, what they did, you know, in the previous year. What do you attribute, before we get into Black Friday itself? I think the last conversation we had with you was trends around what's actually driving people towards, you know, buy now, pay later as a payment option. Do you still continue to see the same drivers? Do you still continue to see the same drivers, or has it gone in a different direction?
Yeah, look, the main drivers are probably the same. So it's growth in online shopping. As we came out of COVID last year, the growth has slowed down in online shopping as customers have gone back to the malls. But Payflex is a payment option within the online retailers has continued to grow and benefit customers. So when we first started at a retailer, Payflex would maybe make up 1-2% of payment method volume. We now at the point where Payflex is up to 15-20% of penetration at a retailer level. So we keep on adding more merchants. And the merchant base keeps on growing. Customers keep using Payflex as a preferred payment option, and online grows at the same time. So all of those trends together are really helping Payflex to grow strongly year on year, month on month.
So, Paul, when it comes to what you guys are seeing, you know, given everything that we've spoken about up to this point, you've said that some of that online activity that we saw during COVID-19 has likely tapered off because people have gone back to the malls, etc. But you guys are predicting that we're likely going to see, you know, online activity actually growing when it comes to, you know, Black Friday itself. Could you talk to us just around, you know, some of that research, and you know, what you think is going to be driving some of that activity?
Yeah, sure. So we recently surveyed about 1,500 Payflex customers, asking them what their intentions are for Black Friday. And there's still a lot of excitement around Black Friday. So more than 80% of our customers are planning to spend on Black Friday, on the day itself. Of those customers, 45% are saying they're more excited about Black Friday this year than in previous years, and about 42% are just as excited as they were last year. So a lot of excitement still in the Black Friday specials, which is really, really interesting to see. And in the Payflex space that we surveyed, and it is a bit of a skewed sample, about 80 to 90% of customers are planning to spend all or most of their money online on Black Friday day itself, which is really interesting.
Now, it certainly is, just given what's going on. I'm guessing that those would be similar people that will be wanting to also make use of buy now, pay later. Of the increase that you are seeing, what type of activity are you hoping to see on the buy now, pay later side?
So we typically see on Black Friday itself, we'll have the biggest day of the year by far. Generally, it will be about 3 to 4 times the size of our next biggest day during the year. So it really is a huge day, especially in the online shopping world. This year, we're probably looking at 40 to 50 million rands worth of turnover or spend on Payflex just on Black Friday itself.
That's actually quite a big amount that people will be using there. And just out of interest, outside of Black Friday, because you said Black Friday tends to be the biggest, what are some of the other hot spots for you guys during the year on the calendar?
Yeah, so what we see is during the whole of November, we see a peak, especially around this last week leading up to Black Friday. A lot of the retailers open their specials at the beginning of November. And then as they get closer to Black Friday, they release more and more specials. So the trend in the retail sector is really for merchants to try and spread out some of the demand over the Black Friday period. So November for us is a really big month. December's big as well, not as big as November because we're predominantly in the online world. So a lot of customers would stop shopping online at around the 15th or 20th of the month. And then what we see year in, year out is that January, February, March are actually lower spend months. And that's generally because customers have overspent in November and December. And, yeah. And they've got a bit of a festive season hangover and they're trying to sort of repair their balance sheet for the first quarter of the year. And then as the year progresses, that spend sort of increases again. And then the last quarter of the year is always the big quarter.
Now, one of the interesting things, just looking at, some of the charts that you guys have released when it comes to this particular survey is the fact that, fashion continues to be, a big, a big thing that people are planning to buy, when it comes to Black Friday and those online sales. We often hear that fashion drives a lot of online sale activity. What's interesting to me is the fact that electronics are coming in, a close second, particularly around this, Black Friday. I guess the reason I say that is because as a techie myself, I would have expected that, people that are looking for electronics would be, maybe looking more towards your Cyber Monday type of deals or your festive season type of deals because you really, get really amazing specials at that time. Black Friday, it can be a bit of a hit or miss. But I guess, like what we're seeing, fashion, electronics and household essentials is continue to be the big things that people are anticipating to buy, this week.
Yeah, 100%, Madhu. And I think it also talks a lot to the mix of merchants that Payflex has attracted and sort of where this buy now, pay later product works really well. So buy now, pay later, the sweet spot for buy now, pay later has always been predominantly in that fashion segment. So if you look at our merchant base, we have merchants such as Superbless, Cotton On, My Runway and a whole host of other fashion merchants that do really, really well on Payflex. And that's really because I think fashion is a product that customers want more of. So everyone wants more shirts and shoes and dresses and things. And the price point around fashion is also well matched to PayFlex. Our average basket's around 1200 Rand, and the product works really well sort of for the 1 to 3,000 Rand bracket. I think if you look at electronics, which is our second biggest category, that tends to be customers, it tends to be a bigger spend item often, and customers buy it less frequently. You know, one would only upgrade your iPhone every 2 years, say. But having said that, still very, very, very popular.
All right. And the other thing that is interesting this time around, we understand that PayFlex recently inked a deal with Takealot. Could you maybe talk us a little bit around, that? Because you guys have always had some of the big retailers, but I'm sure getting Takealot as the biggest e-commerce platform in the country is probably a big win for you guys.
Yeah, our most exciting win by far, I think, in the last couple of years has been Takealot. We launched on Takealot probably about two months ago, and since then, PayFlex has done phenomenally on the platform. It's a very exciting partnership, and I think if you look at growth in electronics and sort of other goods apart from fashion, it's really to a large extent coming from Takealot. It is the big retailer in South Africa. We also recently launched with Macro, so that's another exciting retailer for PayFlex. And as we continue to grow, we're hoping to land the other big retailers out there. But I think in the e-commerce space, Takealot and Superbus are really the two retailers that essentially sort of dominate that online world in their categories.
And I'm sure for you guys as PayFlex, Takealot presents quite an interesting, use case, because unlike some of the other, retailers out there, with the inclusion of, Superbalist, getting a Takealot, and I guess to an extent getting Macro on board, gives you guys quite a unique set of data, because these are both, retailers that stock a huge variety of goods, from your electronics, like you said just now, to literally, simple household items, clothing items, bikes, exercise equipment, household goods, furniture, even, on that platform. So I'm pretty sure that you guys have been drawing some interesting insights, just through that partnership.
Absolutely. I think what we see is that PayFlex as a payment method really applies to all categories of spend. I think once customers understand the PayFlex product and that they can essentially spread a payment interest free over 6 weeks, what the customer tends to do is use PayFlex for those smaller purchases. So in the 1 to 3,000 Rand range, the customers will use PayFlex for that, because that it's a good budgeting tool and you can pay it off over 6 weeks. And then what the customers are doing is they're saving the credit product for that bigger spend where they need to repay a TV or a couch or something over 6 or 12 months. And they're happy to pay the credit costs for that to give them that extended payment term. So what we've seen over the last couple of years is PayFlex, as buy now, pay later, has become more of a mainstream product, is that the behavior of customers is very rational in a way. Which is really interesting to see.
I'm quite curious to understand, Paul, on that point where you're talking about, maybe using other credit products for some of the bigger items. How have you seen spending itself per user or per transaction actually growing, or whatever trends you're seeing on that point when it comes to buy now, pay later? Previously, we knew it to be something that people are typically using to buy goods that are between, I think the number was about 500 to 2,000 Rand, somewhere in that particular bracket, that envelope. Is that envelope still the same, or have you seen any, changes in terms of that mix?
Yeah, so what we see is that customers are still using PayFlex for that average basket of around 1,200 Rand. So we haven't seen a huge change in basket size. But what we have seen is that once customers use PayFlex and they understand how it works, the frequency of use of the product at a merchant and across merchants has increased. Because the payment terms pay down so quickly, if you take something on Payflex, it's all paid off over 6 weeks. What customers find is that they've generally every month they can use Payflex because there'll be a facility available there that they can use to buy an additional purchase. So we just see that frequency of spend go up. We're quite conservative on the spend limit that we give customers because it's a low margin business, and our business is not to really give customers credit per se, because the customers don't essentially pay for that finance costs. It's subsidized by the merchant. So we keep that spend limit quite low, and that stops really the customers going out and spending 10,000 Rand on Payflex and buying a TV. It doesn't make sense to buy something expensive when you have to pay back over 6 weeks.
All right. And then I think just as we're rounding up the discussion for today, going forward, you guys, anything that we should be expecting in terms of you guys, this is probably a good time to get an outlook for 2023 from you, because we last spoke to you some time ago. You guys, it's almost the end of the year. I'm sure this is a good time. We've spent probably a good chunk of this conversation reflecting on the journey of Payflex and Buy Now Pay Later. Going forward, we've got Black Friday that's happening, but now looking to the year ahead, what's your outlook on that front? What are you expecting? What are you excited about?
Yeah, so looking into 2023, I think we'll continue to see strong growth in Payflex as a payment method. We're quite well saturated in online space, and our push next year is to move into the in-store environment. So there's still a huge market out there for Payflex to approach. And from an economics perspective and the state of the economy, I think next year is going to be much the same as this year. Still quite tough out there for consumers, high inflation, high interest rates, load shedding, and all the other challenges that we in South Africa, I suppose, are quite resilient to. But Payflex is a product that allows customers sort of an interest-free credit line will continue to appeal to customers out there. So from a Payflex perspective, we're really looking forward to 23, hopefully another 2.5 times year, and some exciting stuff.
And I think that's a good place for us, to end for today is just around what you said around the economy, because consumers have been under pressure, and you guys as a payment option are targeted towards consumers. Talk to us just around what economic pressure has done for Buy Now Pay Later broadly as a payment method, but for you guys as a business, has it been, because you guys have seen an uptick in your business activity, but maybe there are some nuances that we're missing there.
Yeah, so I think from the perspective of the economy, our costs have gone up. So as interest rates go up, our cost of financing goes up as well, which makes Payflex a more expensive product to support. But on the flip side of that, in a tough economy, customers are looking for ways to save money, and they're becoming much more aware or savvy about the costs of traditional credit, like a credit card or a personal loan. Those are very expensive products to use, and one shouldn't really be using them for discretionary spend. So I think that pressure on customers is I wouldn't say forcing them, but by encouraging them to look at ways to save money, and Payflex is really there in that sweet spot from a consumer perspective, providing a payment solution that doesn't cost the customer anything. So it's the perfect payment solution for the times. And I think that sort of trend, together with online continuing to grow, is providing a good boost for Payflex. What we need to just always be mindful of in our side is not giving customers too much spend limits so they don't overextend themselves, because it's a very low margin product, the Buy Now Pay Later product. So we can't afford to have high levels of bad debt in this model and still be viable.
All right. So that's it in terms of just hearing what's going on the side of PayFlex, buy now, pay later provider, in South Africa, talking about the fact that, you know, they continue to see growth in terms of adoption, you know, of their product, you know, getting more and more people onto the e-commerce train, in South Africa. Also just highlighting the fact that, there still is a big leaning towards, fashion and, electronics types of goods from the data that they are seeing, because they recently did some research, you know, covering more than 1,600 people that are actually using their platform, just to get a gauge of some of the expectations over Black Friday. And a big one is that we may see online spend tripling, you know, over what was seen, you know, in 2021. So this year is likely to be a good year, you know, from that point of view. And then I think the other interesting number is the fact that we've seen the customer base for PayFlex actually increasing to 450,000 customers. We've been talking to them for a number of years, so we've watched that trajectory. I think the last time that we spoke to them, it was sitting in the 250,000 to 300,000 type of range. So there is a lot of growth that's happening on that point of view. And then also just talking about the type of people that are signing up to use PayFlex, we see more and more of the bigger retailers, and in the e-commerce space, there's probably no bigger name than Takealot in South Africa, and we are going, and you know, that's been a big win for them. He said together with Macro, that's now offering buy now pay later using PayFlex, and Paul just talking about the fact that they now are able to see, you know, how customers will be able to use buy now pay later across a huge selection of different goods, you know, on those specific platforms. Actually, on Takealot, Paul, you know, before we let you go, there is a lot of excitement about Amazon, you know, coming into the local market in South Africa next year. Any thoughts, you know, on that front, you know, because, and what such an entry might mean or do for e-commerce in the South African scene? Are you excited as a business? How are you guys thinking around that?
Yeah, look, very excited. But I think you know, if Amazon did have to launch here in South Africa, that would provide a massive boost to e-commerce here in the country. And I think from a consumer perspective, the more competition out there, the more options customers have, the better. You don't really want to market with one or two dominant players. You want to market that's thriving and competitive and innovative. And I think the market entry of a big retailer such as Amazon will really just take all online e-commerce up to the next level, as everyone has to compete at a slightly higher level, which is great for customers.
All right. Cool. So that's been it. We were talking to Paul Berman. He is the founder and the CEO over at PayFlex. They are a buy now, pay later provider, giving us insight into what we could be expecting in terms of, you know, Black Friday activity this week. Paul, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Madhuri. Thanks very much. Look forward to joining you again.
This is Madhuri's Take.
Really great conversation with Paul just around Black Friday. And right now, it is a good moment for e-commerce in South Africa. And despite all of the pressure, it really does seem as if everyone is in agreement that we are likely going to be seeing increased activity on the online retail side of things when it comes to Black Friday. Probably next week we'll try by all means to catch up, as we have done in previous years, catch up with some of the financial institutions, payments providers, to try and get a sense of what actual activity has been like or was like on the actual day, and what type of numbers will come out, you know, first for today, which is Black Friday itself, and also for Cyber Monday that's going to be coming up going forward, because we are in this you know, inflationary environment. As we began the show talking about the interest rate hikes, What does that look like in 2023? Are we actually going to see this interest rate hiking cycle actually coming to an end? Is it really going to reach that peak as many predict? Will we be able to control and bring that inflation in? Or, you know, are there other risks that might come up that we hadn't anticipated? This time last year, no one could have seen the Russia-Ukraine war, for example. Are we likely to see something like that coming through? Or are we likely to then have, you know, a period where we can actually tame inflation, start to reduce the interest rates and sort of kind of get normal, back to normal in terms of the rebuild from the COVID-19, which is still one of the things that is a big overhang over the global economy. And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter with hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.